This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of November 25th, 2013, convening at 5:42 p.m. Eastern, 8:42 Eastern. Summer Reese, still chair, apparently. Heather Gray, vice chair, and Richard Ezell, secretary. Mr. Secretary, you call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Edward Steakard. Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg. Somebody's breathing. Rosenberg.
Sir. Here. Sorry.
Gotcha. Siegel.
Here.
Was that Dan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Wilkinson?
Thank you.
I'm here.
Thank you. Diaz? Can't hear you, Benito. King? Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman?
Present.
Thank you. Stitt?
Present.
Thank you. Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Crumshow? Crumshow, can't hear you. Medina?
Oh, whoa. I'm present. That was on my call.
Okay, thank you. Reese?
Present. That was my call. Sorry, I'll mute.
Okay. We have our calls to identify. Alan?
Can you hear me?
Who was that? Yeah. Thank you. Apollinar?
Here.
Thank you. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel, here. Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. Sava?
Present.
Thank you. Ray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewart?
Present.
Thank you. Did Brian Edward Steakard say here a while ago? No. Okay, you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Richard, Serena's here.
Who is that?
Roberts.
Oh.
Serene.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you.
And I'd like to get back when is appropriate.
Is that Brenda?
Yes, it's Brenda.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Richard. Richard, I was trying to find an open session agenda. Did you send one out and I'm just missing it because I'm not looking at my spot?
Yes, okay. It's a very simple one. It just gets our meetings picked for next month and the next in person and then adjourns to the executive session.
Okay. I need someone to move approving the open session agenda.
I'm sorry, where is it located?
In your box.
What time did you send it, Richard?
Yeah, because I only received the executive session agenda.
I have not received either agenda.
Mm-hmm. I can resend it to the group. There's a executive session agenda after I ask.
I have that.
Okay.
I don't have the
okay, folks. Let me answer that question. The executive session went out at 6:51 Eastern Time, and the open one went out at 5:48 Eastern Time. And I can send them both to everybody again.
Could you send the open one again, Richard? At least I know
do them both again. I don't have them.
Yeah.
I'll send them both.
Richard, I'm afraid I have two copies of the closed, but none of the open.
Two copies of what?
Two copies of the closed session agenda, but none of the open.
Well, that's your machine. I don't know what, I sent the thing out.
I didn't.
This is Heather. I got both of them.
We don't need to go through a long litany. Just if you could just go ahead and send them both again, because some of us I received the closed once, not twice. And okay, just send them both again, please.
In the meantime, this is Tracy, and just to move us along, because I've got both for whatever it's worth, I will go ahead and move for approval of the open session agenda.
This is Heather, I second.
Okay, the open one was just sent. The open one was just sent again.
Okay, thanks,
Richard.
Yep.
There.
Brian, get it?
I got it now.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
I'm open as we speak.
Now, when you look back through your files, if it's there already, I'll take the apology.
Well, I have noticed.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
I know.
Chair, if I could be recognized.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay, I see it. Agenda approval, consideration of meeting dates from coordinating committee, and adjourn to executive session. Okay, that's pretty to the point. Brenda, you're recognized. Go ahead, please.
With all due respect, you have accepted your responsibility as executive director, and so therefore you are no longer chair of this body. And I, as a KPFK local station board member, participated in electing a new PMB member as a result of this vacancy. So I want to raise it to this body that Lawrence Reyes, who is elected into the PMB as a KPFK listener delegate, be seated or be placed on this call.
Thank you, Brenda. And I did clarity on that issue in writing earlier. I'm going to let you all that one out. I did sign my offer letter on the 15th. I've gotten a response back that my position still doesn't become effective until the 1st. I think you have other issues potentially with the KPFK meeting. I need to forward you all a communication from John Kriegler regarding minimizing emergency meetings, but that's a separate issue.
Regarding what?
There's background.
Somebody has music.
People can
in the
mute
background.
Themselves.
If you have the music in the background, if you either shut the music off, please, or mute your phone, pound down one.
Whether
or not I'm the permanent executive director as of the date of signing the offer letter or as of the date that's listed on the offer letter, and wow, I'm so tired of the board talking about me and an offer, but if you all need to do that again,
I'm so sorry. Point of personal privilege. The music has got to go. I can't follow what you're saying.
Yeah, whomever has the music, please mute your phone. I'll just wait. Pound one. Thank you so much. Okay. This is one of the situations in which I need to let the body decide what it thinks is appropriate because it involves me. But I tried to seek some clarity because there are things like notifying table as to whether I am or still interim. And I was informed I'm still interim. Because
I'm sorry, Chair. That's not the issue that we're raising at hand. Not to interrupt you, but the issue being that you accepted a permanent position. You had said in the open stream, in the in-person meeting, that you had a nice time of being chair, therefore stepping off as chair, and therefore you shouldn't be chairing this particular meeting. That's all I'm stating, and also stating that there's been a
similarity
election.
I understand your intention. I understand your question.
On the spectrum.
What I'm trying to say is it's really not up to me if the body is in disagreement as to whether I became permanent on the 15th when I signed the offer letter or if I'm not permanent until the 1st. First, I'd like to point out that this is an open stream and perhaps you all need to go into closed session and I need to recuse myself if there is some disagreement about that or it is an unsettled matter. I did try to get clarity on that. Secondarily, there's the issue whether the KPFK meeting was properly noticed, and I should have forwarded this to you already, but Kriegler sent me just a short thing reiterating previous advice regarding not having emergency sessions unless absolutely necessary. So I think this is one of those things where STAC, we'll take a STAC, and I won't say anything else except that I've tried to get clarity on this issue already. And
Richard to the STAC.
I should say. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, point of clarification or information, please. Benito.
Okay, and Tracy for the STAC.
I had heard Tracy first, then Richard, then Carolyn, and then Benito, and there was another voice. Could you please speak up again?
I'm just trying to get some information.
Okay, I'll take you first, Benito, if it's just a point of information. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just that I see a... an email from Katia asking, could somebody forward her the time and number? Someone already did that?
Yes.
And she's already
on
the call.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you, folks. Benito.
Okay.
I had the same thing. I didn't get the automatic notice on the open session that called John. So, all right,
yeah,
we'll make sure we get it sent to him. All right, so the stack is Tracy, Richard, Carolyn, and then... Tracy, go ahead, please.
Okay, this is a little tough to do in open session, but I think it's a fairly factual item, so I'm going to go ahead and state it.
Tracy, could we have...
Brenda, please, don't interrupt me when I'm talking. I'm not doing that to you. I'm
trying to ask the chair for a timekeeper.
Okay, if you could wait until I finish, that would be nice.
Margie volunteers.
Yeah. Okay. Could we restart that? Because I got a bit jangled there.
No problem.
Okay, so how much before we start, how much time per person? Is it 90 seconds?
90 seconds.
Please make sure it's same for everyone. Thank you. Go ahead.
No problem.
Okay. I don't want to dance around the closed session, open session issues, but what I do want to say is that, because this is, I think, general personnel policy and it was applied in this case, is that we did need to complete a background check process via HR. And I believe that the offer letter states that the offer is contingent on that process. We do have to complete that process before this hire is formalized. And therefore, it doesn't seem to me that accepting is great, and it's good that the offer letter was signed, but we've not completed the hire process. I believe that the vice chair is in the process of doing it, and maybe she can talk a little bit about the ETA when you get to her, but it's certainly not completed as of right now.
Thank you, Tracy. And as a point of information, I was just sent that stuff by an email at like 5:30 this evening.
It'll be
6 days or so to do that. So,
yes, I remember the... offer letter or whatever that was was to be contingent on a background check that hasn't been completed either. I mean, I remember that too. So the process is not completed, and I don't quite understand what the big rush is. Everybody rushing around here for a few days, not notifying stuff correctly, and just running around and just all excited. Why are we so excited? Is it we're looking for something to give thanks for on Thanksgiving? Jeez,
right.
I don't understand it.
All right. Can I be on the staff? Janet.
I'm sorry, who?
Janet.
Okay, so it's Carolyn and then Janet.
And Lydia.
Thank you. Carolyn, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say what Tracy explained, so I have nothing else to add to that except that... I wish we could move on. I do need to amend the agenda, and I forget whether that's before or after it's approved, but that's the next step. Thank you.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet, and it's easier to amend it before it's approved. So you want to make your...
Now or take a new step?
Jesus. Well, this isn't like... Nobody's amending the agenda. We're just settling his chair. What's your amendment to the agenda? Because who knows when I'll get back to you. So you might as well raise it.
All right. I just wanted to add that I know you asked the WBAI local station board to conduct an evaluation of our general manager, which is proper since we have not done so yet. Evidently, we're not alone. But I would appreciate it if you or the board could give us some direction in terms of time. I think three weeks to begin to implement it, and then maybe to return a final evaluation to the local school board on December 11th would be appropriate. If that's reasonable to everyone, perhaps we could put...
Well, okay, so Carolyn, now the specifics of this, you want to put an item on the open session agenda about the procedure for conducting the general manager evaluation at your station?
At least a timetable. We're still developing a procedure, but yes, on the open agenda. Thank you.
Okay,
excuse me. Point of order. This is Margie. I'm asking the chair a question. I don't think the PMB needs to deal with the issue of the LSB evaluation of the BAIGM. That's their business, and I certainly wouldn't want to have a discussion at the PMB. Anyway, I'm asking the chair whether this is appropriate.
Well, okay, so first dealing with putting it on the agenda or not putting it on the agenda is the first issue. I was planning to send out some guidance just to the LSB because I see that it is difficult for LSB sometimes to move along in getting processes started that they need to do, and that perhaps there should be a somewhat more standardized evaluation process for all GMs and a calendar and timetable. But we shouldn't be discussing this in agenda approval. We should, if we're going to discuss it, put it on the agenda, even if it's just to discuss what the parameters are and you all direct me to go ahead and process going with HR, which is fine. So first let's deal with whether we put it on the agenda for discussion.
Madam Chair, I'll second that being added to the agenda.
Okay. And so then what I would like to ask is we'll put it right after consideration of meeting day. Okay. There's an objection. All right. Who is objecting?
I'm sorry. Who is the objection?
There's no reason that a task of the local board has to burn the national board. We know how to do an evaluation. It's not the first time that one's been done.
Oh, I think it is the first time. Point of information. Point of information. It has never been done.
I'm sorry, Summer.
Okay. That's not a point of information.
Okay, Summer. Okay, so
yes, it is.
I would rather we didn't get into a long argument here.
What? Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Teresa.
If you could remind members not to do the screaming thing, it would
yes.
be good for the meeting.
I would ask everyone, please. I'm actually still pretty sick, and I know a lot of you aren't feeling too great either. So why don't we just try to get through tonight? And let's just vote up or down whether you want to discuss the GM evaluation process, because that's all we can talk about in open session. And we can, in that place, talk about whether or not this is happening effectively at any station, including WBAI. So just vote whether you want to even talk about this in open session tonight or not. Okay, please? And then we can get back to whether I'm going to keep chairing or not, all right, because there were still two people on that stack.
Serene for the stack.
You just spoke, Serene.
I'm aware of that.
We're going to have an election. A vote here.
Speaking to the chair.
Please
talk. Serene, did you wish to speak to this matter? Because I'd love to just go to a vote.
I do wish to speak to the matter. The board met in an emergency session on...
Excuse me. There was a stack. There was several people on this stack, and you have just come to the head of the stack.
Summer just recognized me.
I did recognize, sir, and I was going to... The other stack was for the other topic matter. I'm trying to see if we need to keep discussing this particular item. I think it's one of those things either you think it should be talked about here or not, and we shouldn't talk about the merits of it, because that's not what you're supposed to do on agenda.
I was on the stack. I was speaking. May I continue, please?
Yes, go ahead and finish, please, and I'll go to the next person.
The board met in an emergency session on Friday. The attempt to get an evaluation motion passed on a local level is something that the person who's now asking the PMB to do has repeatedly blocked on a local level, including insisting that we could only discuss an evaluation process in executive session at a meeting we had this past summer. So why it now becomes a national issue, as though we don't have legitimate national issues to discuss, is very hard for me to understand.
Thank you, Serene. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to this motion? And we'll vote on it one way or the other. Does anyone else wish to speak to whether or not we discuss general manager evaluation process on the open session?
Bonita. Benita.
Go ahead, please.
And point of personal privilege, Carolyn Burden. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I mean, some time ago, I brought the issue of the GM evaluation at PFW to the PMB, and the way that was resolved, and Summer alluded to it a few minutes ago, was that she was going to work on some procedures that would be standardized, as she just said a few minutes ago. And
thank
so, you know, that's where we left it. And so standardized means it would apply to all the stations. So why are we trying to get into this again now?
I got an answer for that.
Thank you, Benito. And that is the direction I would like to move in on everything, quite frankly, standardized process. But Janet, go ahead.
Carolyn, personal privilege, please.
I'm sorry. Let me go ahead, Carolyn. Go ahead. And then I'll come to Janet. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I think Shereen mischaracterized what I had said or is deliberately obfuscating, the issue here. The issue is not whether we discuss the process, but whether or not we just put the fact that the PNB expects an evaluation of the GM at WBI by a certain date. That's the only thing I wanted on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that, Carolyn. It might be my misunderstanding. Oh, goodness, please, folks. Can you keep it short, Shereen, please? I'll try.
First of all, I don't understand how a point of privilege evolved from my comment since I did not name anybody. But since I have now been named and, of course, accused of lying, as is usual when that member speaks, let me say that whether the PNB has never demanded an evaluation from any station. So why suddenly the PNB is being put in a position to demand, to set a timeline and set a deadline to demand an evaluation of the WBAI general manager is particularly peculiar since the BAI LSV has been blocked.
Okay.
By a member I shall not even refer to from doing.
Okay,
I don't
know that that's the point of personal privilege. Anyone can bring a motion for any number of things, even if it's never been brought before on a similar subject. And that's why one just votes whether or not to have a discussion on it or not. I'm going to finish this fact, and then we're going to take a vote, please, on this matter. Janet, you're next.
How can I gather my memories of the LSB meeting that so strenuously figured away by the wonderful collaboration of a former board member, Mitchell Cullen and Shereen, were managed to affect a very complex agenda that basically avoided and looked to avoid forever the issue of the evaluation of the general manager? Should that not come up immediately at our local station board, where so much of our forward motion depends on what happens here with our leadership? We have a problem, don't we? We have a problem to not move forward here in understanding what our organization is about. This was our task. We have never done it in 4 years. We have never evaluated our managers. And before that, we didn't evaluate our managers either. You can take, thousands of years to come up with the great evaluation form. But really, you have to make a decision of how you're going to move forward with your organization. Are you going to move forward, or are you going to just protest about any change at all in the way we see each other, in the way we look at each other, in the way we put on programs, in the way we present our mission? This really requires some collegial thought here. This other stuff is ridiculous. All right.
Thank you, Janet. If I may, for everyone to try and depersonalize the situation, please. I find, like many things, that Janet
stop lying.
Policy,
please,
folks, please, no personal invectives. I'm serious. All the stations have a certain amount of difficulty in complying with standard policies. I think it's necessary to put things on a regular schedule with standardized tools. It's obviously what's needed in each signal area. To expect volunteer elected boards to come up with appropriate valuation tools when they turn over on an annual basis frequently, or at least for 3 years locally, but there's so much churn, and people are not necessarily prepared to put the right questions into these things. I think because of the complicated system that we have, that it's necessary to implement some standardized tools, both for evaluations of people at the management level and the managers for the people that they supervise. There's a failure to adequately evaluate everyone in the organization on a consistent basis throughout the network and to make those tools available and easy to utilize. Just like having regular harassment training. I just want to say, please, it's not like about one station. These are things that are, they exist everywhere in the industry, okay?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Please.
I won't talk again.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Seems to me like the order of business right now is to approve the agenda. Can we have a vote on this and go on?
Well, we have a stack.
Thank you. Okay, can we vote on this one item, whether it gets added to the agenda or not, please? And then we can go on to the previous question, which was, do I continue to chair or not? Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to whether or not we put the general manager evaluation timeline, is that correct, Carolyn, on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay,
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I call a question.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So, is there any objection to calling the question? And hearing none, the question's been called. So may we go ahead and call the roll, Richard, and all those in favor of adding WBAI General Manager Evaluation Timeline to the agenda after setting the next meeting date, please say yes. If you're opposed, no, or you may abstain. Go ahead and call the roll, Mr. Secretary. Thank you.
Okay, Brisson?
No.
No. Crumshow? Can't hear you, John. Medina?
No.
No. Alan? Can't hear you, Teresa. Apollinar?
Here
we go. Alan passed?
Mm-hmm.
Alan passed. Wow. Apollinar?
I was just about to pass.
Come on, folks. This is just to put something on the agenda. Let's go. Come on. One way or the other. What did you... Polinar, did you pass?
Yes.
Alan said no.
Yes, sir. I need to pass.
Okay. Henschel?
No, did you hear Alan?
Yeah, she passed.
No.
Alan says no.
Alan says no. Okay.
Correct.
Henschel? Uzel, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sava?
If we don't do this, we would never get it done. This is a good start. Yes.
Yes or no, Maje?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Lane York?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steger. Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes.
Brian Siegel. Votes no.
Brian votes no. That's you, Brian. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
No. King. Can't hear you, Lizette. Norman? Can't hear you, Tony. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Alan passed. No, Apollinar passed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Siegel abstain.
Okay, Siegel abstain. Okay.
9-7. Madam Chair, the vote was 9-7.
Okay, so motion carries.
9-7-1. It's a good thing.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, so now the previous stack with Janet and Lydia. That's the two. Those were the two people that were on the stack on the question of whether I care or not.
Send it back, please.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that the chair be continued to be Summer Reese until the ED job acceptance is finalized, and that won't be done until the background search is done. That's the motion.
Teresa seconds.
That's not. What are you doing? Summer.
Let me continue with the stack. I guess you have a motion on the floor now.
The motion's out of order, Chair.
Yeah, Janet, Lydia, and Brenda were.
Well, if you had a stack, put me on the stack. I'm sorry.
Why don't we do that? Okay, because that would be more proper. I didn't know you were making. We could have a stack. We had three people.
I'm just trying to get the meeting moving along.
No problem. So Janet, Lydia, Brenda, Richard. Okay, Janet.
I thought I already spoke.
Oh, well, this is that old stack before we had a motion.
Oh, well, I repeat what I said before.
No, this is
even more so.
Okay.
Hello?
I'll go on to Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, so I think these are agenda items, right? So I'm saying that even what Brenda had said about the chair, I think that should be part of the agenda. So the first item on the agenda, and then Richard's motion can come under that to be discussed then. Is that not a process that we can adopt? But the other issue on the agenda is, regardless of whether it's this meeting or a meeting after the first, the issue of an election for a new chair and process to be added to the agenda. And Brenda's comment also to the seating.
Can you tell me for the stack?
To the seating of a new director. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The previous one was process for electing a new chair and vice chair. And then the subsequent one is Lauren. So I'm saying three items to the agenda.
So clarify what the three items are, because each one has to be voted on separately, Lydia. What's the first item you want to add to the agenda?
Excuse me. The first item is whether you should continue as chair for this meeting. The second item is the process for electing a new chair, whether it's, regardless of when you step off as chair and vice chair. And then the third item is the seating of Lawrence Reyes.
Well, I suppose that's all dependent on that first item as to whether or not I became
But I'm just saying these are agenda.
Hi, John Crumshaw here.
That's all.
Let's take them one at a time and see if you have seconds. So first, the first item that Lydia wanted to add to the agenda at the front of the agenda, correct, before setting meeting dates, is do I continue as chair for just this meeting? Is that what your motion is?
Hmm. Yes, if you continue as chair, period, including this meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to Lydia's motion to put that at the top of the agenda?
Second.
Yes. Second from Medina. Is there...
Point of parliamentary procedure.
That's three items to the agenda, Lydia. That's the thing. You got to vote on each one. So, okay, is there a stack on this item?
Yes, point of parliamentary procedure, Burden.
Carolyn, yes.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's quite clear that in fact, you are not yet the formal ED because the procedure hasn't been completed. So I don't see that this item belongs on the agenda at all. It just isn't appropriate at this point. So I'd like to see it being on there.
Okay, well, we'll take it to a vote. Okay.
John, can you hear Norman?
I'm sorry, who? Who is that?
Medina's on the stack.
Medina?
John.
I got John first, then I've got Medina. Does anyone else wish to be on the stack? Richard, do you want to be on this stack since you were on the other one?
I think Tony Norman asked to be on the stack.
Yes, he
I'm
did,
sorry.
And I think Brenda may have asked before me also.
Hello?
I
was just asking, can you hear me?
We
yes.
can hear you, Tony. Do you want to be on this set?
Oh, I didn't hear you before. That's why I was doing the vote. I didn't get through, so.
Okay, thank you,
okay,
Tony.
We can hear you now. Do you want to be on this set, on this question?
I didn't hear what the question was, to be honest. My phone was going in and out.
No problem, Tony. It's Lydia on the question of whether I continue as chair right now.
No, to add to the agenda. I'm not suggesting.
Add it to the agenda. I know that. I'm saying that's the agenda item that people are discussing. So, well, you can just ask to be recognized. I'll put you on stack. I'm going to go with John and then Brenda. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. I would say that the agenda is fairly clear in terms of the items that are there. This is a procedural issue, and it appears that there should really be no issue about it because we do not have a vacancy at this point. The vacancy will not be complete until the background check has been evaluated and a formal offer has been accepted and under the established conditions. So none of these things has occurred, and therefore it would be inappropriate to have this item on the agenda.
Thank you. Brenda, you're next.
Okay. So the bylaws state a person who has hiring and firing abilities, and it's part of management. I will dig up the section and send it to everyone. It says that they are not allowed to be a delegate. If a person is not allowed to be a delegate, then they are not allowed to be a PMB member. Ms. Reese, our current chair, fulfills those qualities. And she has accepted the permanent basis. Whether or not the investigation is complete is irrelevant to the point of the PMB. She's already on her way to be a permanent employee of the foundation.
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
Point of information.
Sure. Hold on. Brenda, were you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take the point of information first, and then I'll go to Janet. Go ahead, Richard.
Point of information. Accepting a job is not the same thing as actually being active on the job, is it?
It is if you're signing. You are accepting the position.
You know, if you say the job is going to start on X date, and you accept it, whenever, it doesn't seem like you're on the job until that X date.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, thank you. Janet and then Tracy.
Well,
Janet,
I really do think this is hair splitting of the worst kind because, I mean, not only does it delay this meeting for no reason, it's what, one more meeting or two more meetings? And we are not having the meeting because we are debating this issue. Should, it's a hair splitting issue. Should we, how much stake do we have in our own contract? Well, this much, not that much, maybe this, maybe that. You know, let's get on with it. Or am I repeating myself?
Thank you, Janet. Tracy?
Well, we can't really have it both ways. Either we extended an offer of employment contingent on the completion of a background check, which is the meeting that I sat through for many, many, many hours just a couple of weeks ago, or we didn't. So what we basically have here is people trying to sort of rescind what the board already did and extend an offer of employment without a background check. And we can't do that. We already did what we did, and it's done. That's what the board decided. Therefore, there is no offer of employment to accept until the background check is completed. We've declared our intentions, and Summer has declared her intentions that if the background check checks out, we would like to hire and she would like to accept. But that's all that happened. So, Summer, I'm sorry, you are still the interim until the background check is completed. So what we're doing here basically is wasting time. When the background check is completed, the offer will no longer be contingent, and then it will be possible to accept the offer. It's not possible. The offer is still contingent. Summer, you're the interim, and if we could, like, have a meeting and get something done, it would be nice.
If it makes anybody feel better, I still continue to get paid less until this is over, so.
Oh, that's really, could we stick to the facts, people, and not cut each other low? I mean, even yourself, Summer, we don't need that.
I just find the fact such an extensive level, like an hour and a half, I really do wish that we would discuss some of the other things. But who wants to be, I heard a parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah, this is Brenda.
Go ahead.
Point of clarification, I guess. There's two issues being addressed, one by Richard and one by Tracy. Apologize. And I just want to make sure that the rest of the body is clear. Richard is stating that Ms. Reese would be, or that Summer would be no longer chair after December 1st. What Tracy is stating, so that's December 1st would be when she would effectively take the position, according to the offer letter. What Tracy is stating is that she feels that Summer is not taking the position until she passes the background check.
That's what I said too. That's what I said too, Brenda. Don't change my words. What I said too.
Please don't interrupt.
That's not what you said 2 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
People wasting our time. Wasting our time.
Let Brenda finish, please. Go ahead, Brenda. What were you trying to say?
No, it's just that I want to make sure that that's what I heard. But apparently that wasn't, so then there's three different issues that people have raised.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Margie for the stack.
Answering.
Yes, Richard.
I won't do my point of order. Thank you. I don't want to get in with the wasting of time.
Okay, Margie and then Serene. Margie, go ahead.
I call the question.
Thank you. That was merciful. Okay. all right. So to reiterate the motion that was on the floor, which was Lydia's motion, which is to place at the beginning of the agenda discussion as to whether I continue as chair or not. Is that correct reiteration, Lydia?
Yes.
Thank you. So if you're in favor of placing discussion of this item at the beginning of the agenda, which we will hopefully approve, please vote yes. If you've not, then please vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Edward Steger.
Yes.
Can you? Yes. Rosenberg.
No.
No. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Siegel votes yes.
Siegel votes yes. Okay, Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King. Norman.
Yes.
Tony. Okay. Stitt.
Did you get me?
No.
Tony. No. Brazon.
Did you get Norman?
I did. Brazon.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow. Can't hear you, John. Did you say something?
I said no. Can you hear me?
Okay. Speak up. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Polinar.
Polinar says no.
No. Pencil. Excuse me. Uzel, no. Burton. Can't hear you, Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Absolutely no.
Okay. No. Coleman.
No.
Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Saba. Can't hear you, Mondejay.
No.
What was that?
Manager, no.
No. Okay. Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Seven, seven, one, I believe.
No.
Really? Mitchell here.
I'm sorry, what?
Hitchell's here.
Hitchell is here. Okay.
Is that count right? 771?
No. 11.
12-7.
I'm sorry?
Oh,
that's
12.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, whoa. Hey, let me do it. 7-11-1.
Yes.
That was
7 yes, 11 no, 1 abstain.
Thank you. The motion doesn't carry. It's not on the agenda. We're almost an hour in. Took us a few to get on the line. I know Lydia had other agenda items. I don't know if anybody else did.
Madam Chair, I would like to make a point of order. I think that the next one about picking chair and co-chair is dilatory and unnecessary at this point because it's not an issue.
No, Madam Chair, I didn't specify that it had to be at this meeting. I said whenever she stepped down, whenever she was no longer chair, I was very explicit about that.
Okay, so what you're talking about is a process.
It's clear.
Lydia,
what?
You're talking about setting up the process in terms of how that collection will be made, the voting
That's
process,
correct.
Et cetera?
That's correct.
Okay.
For
at
chair
whatever
and vice
point
chair.
That becomes relevant. Okay.
Thank you.
I think that can be in order because it's not time, it's not saying when that point triggers. Is there a second to that? Benito seconds. And where did you want to place this on the agenda, Lydia? Before or after?
Right after we set the meeting.
Right after we set the meeting dates? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there an objection to placing that on the agenda after we set the meeting dates for future meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Does there need to be discussion on this, or can we vote?
I think we should vote, but I would like to have a discussion if possible.
Did you wish to be on stack, John?
I would.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, I've got John, Carolyn, who else? Anybody else? Okay, John, go ahead, please.
I would say
Lydia, I'd like to be on the stack to motivate then.
Okay,
I would
I'm
say
sorry.
That.
Procedurally, let me allow her to motivate first. I'm sorry, Lydia, I should have asked you. I apologize. And then I'll go to John and then to Carolyn. So go ahead and motivate, Lydia.
Yes, I think it is, at the time that we vote for chair and vice chair and secretary, we vote depending on what that office is. For example, with Richard, it was because he had served as secretary before and because he had those skills and was willing to do it. It's not, you don't just elect somebody without any aptitude for whatever the office is. In terms of Summer, despite my many, many differences with Summer, but she's always been very good at presiding over the meeting, albeit a little long-winded, but nevertheless, she's always been very fair to both sides, even to me. And so, you know, you look at those particular things. So these things are not automatic. We should, as a board, be able to choose who it is that we want to chair. During the next couple of months, it's going to be horrendous. The issues that come because we postpone the elections, we have these upcoming LSB elections, we have to deal with alternates, and there's all kinds of confusion about that. We have to deal with bylaws. We have tons of things to deal with, multiple meetings, and we need to have the chair of choice body, whoever that may be. This is no reflection on Heather. It's a certain set of skills that we're looking for. And if Heather has them, the full board, you know, the board, majority of the board will select Heather to continue. So it's not an automatic thing. I did look it up in Robertson. I did look it up in the bylaws.
Madam Chair, I would like to make my point of order at this point. I would like to make my point of order at this point.
Okay, Richard.
This meeting was scheduled. This meeting was scheduled to be over 32 minutes ago. I move that we adjourn.
We haven't approved an agenda, so it can't be.
You bet. Let's adjourn and set another.
Okay, folks. That's
the chat.
Please, just a moment.
I made a motion to adjourn.
I made a second. This is Jessica.
But I think that was Jill's door.
Okay, one moment, please.
And I'd like to motivate my motion to adjourn.
Former police chair.
I will, please, folks. Just a second, please. Okay, unfortunately, Robert's Rules of Order does leave it rather open. Until an agenda has been approved, we are in something of a no man's land, as it were, in terms of there being no definite time of adjournment. Folks,
motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Point of information, I got a notice that Central time was 8 o'clock. If we would have this meeting at 8 o'clock, was I giving the wrong information?
It should be, it would have started at 7:30 your time, Central. You might have gotten a wrong notice. Some of us didn't get the right notices today in terms of the call-in. So
And now we've got the same person.
They've been resent. Those agendas have been resent.
Point of personal privilege.
Who is that, please? Three?
This is three. Okay, can you remind people that simply because they have a point of information or order or whatever, that is not an automatic right to begin speaking?
I was recognized.
Point of order, that is not a point
of
privilege.
I'm speaking to
that is not
chair.
A point of personal privilege.
It is.
Okay.
I find this screaming and shouting
it
out of turn.
And
that is not
a point of
privilege. It is offensive. It is not productive.
Okay, I'm going to ask you all as a chair to please stand down. I apologize for that military terminology, but that's what Robert's Rules of Order calls it when you ask everyone to please stop speaking and simply just take a breath, okay? So, I need to make some rulings here. I will entertain the motion to adjourn immediately following the motion that's already on the floor. There is a motion on the floor, and we would have to take it to a vote in order to entertain the motion to adjourn. And I'd have to open my records to see if that immediately cuts off further debate on the matter. And it may. And I don't know if anybody has a Roberts open, or Brian, you're very good at this. Anyone has their Roberts open right at the moment. But the motion is not debatable, and there's already a motion on the floor. So I believe we have to take the motion on the floor to a vote. But Brian, you want to input there, just because I'd appreciate it?
Sure. Motion to adjourn takes precedence over any other motion.
Okay.
It cannot be debated.
Okay.
It does require a second, which I have not heard yet.
Second.
And
I know I'd heard
not,
someone
say that. No, this is Jessica. I seconded it three times.
That's
this is Jessica.
No, I heard Jessica. Go ahead,
it
Brian.
Does
I'm
not
sorry.
Force a vote on whatever question is under discussion and leaves it unresolved.
Thank you. That was my big question there. So do we have to vote on the other matter or not? Thank you for clarifying
no,
that.
That's only when you fixed an adjournment time previously and then you run into the time. That vote forces a vote.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
does that. Make
that.
Sense?
Yes, it does. And that's the logical stuff that goes on with Robert that sometimes makes it helpful. Okay. So we're going to vote on the motion to adjourn. It's non-debatable. If it passes, we're off into executive session land. If it doesn't, then we go back to that previous motion on procedure for election of chair and vice chair when that time comes.
So on order, Summer, this is Brian.
Yes.
We can't go into executive session until the notice start time for the executive session. So we'd be going.
Jesus. I'm sorry. What's the notice start time again for executive?
10:30 Eastern.
This is just working out just fine. I guess that would mean what? A dinner break? Surreal. Okay.
The time is 10:30 on the announcement, but the board, due to circumstances like this, can move into the time whenever they want to.
Well,
the agenda says 9 p.m.
No, but it's what we post to the public.
Oh, but it's a closed session.
I mean, the problem is, so it doesn't matter.
One can go
if you have a board member who only really cares about the LMA proposals and knows that's going to come up in executive session, they're planning to dial in at 7:30. That's the notice they've gotten if someone's doing triage on their time.
Well, no, they have an obligation to be here.
Oh, please. Yeah. Summer? Yes? Yes, I'm John Heather?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize voice. Please, who was it?
Serene.
Sorry, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm looking at KPFTX, which I'm told is the official calendar, the national calendar, and it clearly says 10:30 p.m. So we have 53 minutes or something.
Okay,
can we get some more?
Well, here's the thing. It's a motion to adjourn is actually already on the floor, and I find that we'd be in a strange position. If it passes, we'll have time that we are not on a phone call with each other until it's time to come back into that other session, is what it's sounding like. In which case, I'd suggest everyone, you know, only two people so far that I've seen have responded to questions about those proposals. So, anyhow, the motion to
adjourn. Madam Chair, I have a question.
Sure. Who is that?
Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, go ahead.
Excuse me. So does that, I assume also, also means
what?
That we don't get to choose our next meetings, right?
That's right.
That way.
We might be doing it by polling.
Conceivably one could plan that through polling on the list, you know. I mean, it can be done that way.
Only if it's anonymous.
Point of information.
Yes, Nancy, go ahead, please.
Yes, Summer, since I only got on the line a little while ago, I noticed that you are the chairperson. Is that right?
That was an interesting subject of debate prior to your arrival.
No, just yes or no. Just sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So the question that I have then is, are you being paid as executive director now?
This
no.
Is out of order.
Jesus Christ.
We already discussed this. Get that woman off the...
We have a motion on the floor, point of order. We are to vote on that motion to adjourn.
And come back to me. Just need clarification.
I think we probably already have.
Okay.
Tony Norman for point of information.
Yes, Tony.
So am I to understand that if we vote in favor of this adjournment, we're just going to waste time to 10:30 with all the things that we need to discuss in public and closed session?
Yes.
Is that my understanding?
Yeah,
this is
debatable.
This is not
we need a new chairperson. Due diligence to make sure that to do the timing correctly, which didn't happen.
Use it out to the stack.
Oh, folks. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Respond to what Tony just asked, if the board does not think that we can go into executive session until 10:30 Eastern time, that's the case. We will be adjourned until that time, and we'll go eat dinner or something. But I'm of the contention that we can go into executive session whenever we need to, and we need to right now, but we wasted enough time in open session.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa, go ahead, please.
I thought the motion to adjourn was not debatable.
That's right.
Well, have we voted?
It's not, but everyone seems confused. So let's get on with voting. I think we've established
that. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. So it's not debatable. It's the motion on the floor is a motion to adjourn open session. It has been raised that closed session has been noticed to start approximately 50 minutes from now, 49 minutes from now. So... accordingly, this would mean that we simply adjourn from open session and reconvene at 10:30 Eastern on closed. That does sound like what I'm hearing.
Fred would do.
So we're going to take a vote on this. If you support adjournment from this open session, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Edward Seeker.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
No.
Single votes no.
Okay, Dan, gotcha.
Richard, you called my name Benito?
Benito.
Yeah, no.
No. King. Can't hear you, Lizette. Norman.
No.
No. Stitt. Can't hear you, Katia.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. Brazon?
No.
No. Brumshow?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Hell no.
Excuse me, no. Richard, Uzel, yes. Burden?
Even though I have a motion on the agenda, yes.
Yes. Coleman? Can't hear you, Janet. Roberts?
I lost track of the question. Can you just repeat it?
Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No, let's do some work.
No. Baba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Somebody passed. Rosenberg passed.
I'll go with yes. Doesn't look like work is exactly what we're doing here.
Okay. eight yes. Eleven no. And one abstention.
Thank you. The motion fails.